Good morning, we're continuing Chayyadim Hichel Shabbos, and we are learning a Kla'ala Matches, the Malach of Marchek, a Simen Vav, which deals with the Yisurim Rabbanim of Kinyanim, and we're discussing the introduction to the concept of Chuppah. So again, the three opinions of Chuppah, we mentioned there's the Bedek and the Veiling, the standing under the Chuppah, this canopy which is over them, or under the Talus together, and then there's the they have their space, which is their spot, which is for them. So halacha passes, we do not need yichud or rabbia. Historically, in Europe, many times they got married at Erev Shabbos. Why? Because this way they could use the suda Shabbos as the suda chasna. There's a chiv and halacha to have a suda in honor of the chasna, and it's part of the chiv of simcha of the chasna. And it was they were poor, so by getting married at Erev Shabbos, they were able to then use the Friday night suda as the suda chasna. We have to be concerned sometimes if whatever reason they were delayed, they might have end up doing the yichud on Shabbos. What's the problem with that? The problem is that the chasam acquires the rights to the property of the kala through the yichud, through the chuppah, and if it takes place on Shabbos, that's also to do that. But as long as they've had, the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's in Shin Lamates, they've had a spot which is their area, which is primarily for them, even though other people are going in and out, that is a valid yichud. The chosen is kind of the kala's property through that he's done his nesuin chuppah through this process of yichud, even though it's not royal abiyah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Farish, that there's no need for yichud royal abiyah. However, this halacha is only true by a first marriage. The excitement of the first marriage, so just even being together like that, it bonds the two enough that it's considered that the nesuin has been accomplished. However, for a second marriage, where a woman is getting married a second time, it doesn't have that same level of excitement. Over there, there's a requirement that Allah of a yichud haroi labiyah. So, in that situation where they got married on Erev Shabbos, and they did not have a place where they were totally private, they were sitting in a spot and other people were able to come in and out. So in that situation, the chassan would not get the rights to the property of the kala until the Friday night. After they finish the meal, they go home to their private space. And now they fulfilled the yichud, which is now he gets the kinyanim. So he's being kind on Shabbos. So we cannot allow the chassan and the kala to in that situation to be b'yichud because he's doing a kinyan on Shabbos. So we have to make sure that this takes place prior to Shabbos to avoid this issue. And that's why the Chayyadim is telling us this idea that if a person marries an almana, you need yichud or rabia, you need yichud which allows for intimacy, you need privacy to the point that theoretically the couple could be intimate if they so desired. And that's the level of connection which is necessary to acquire the rights to the kala's property, which cannot take place on Shabbos. It has to take place before Shabbos. Whereas a person marries a psula, a person marries a first marriage, in that situation, even if it's not yichud or rabiyah, he acquires the rights. It's a valid chuppah, a valid kinyan, and he acquires the rights to her property. It's a valid nesuin before Shabbos, and then later on when they are together privately, he's not acquiring any more rights, so there's no concern of this an acquisition taking place on Shabbos. So that's the point that the Chayyadim is going to tell us. So it was a long-winded introduction to get there. So just to tell you one story about this. Rabbi Animer Zatzal was Masada Kedushin by a chasna, and they were given, it was a hotel, and the room which was designated for the purpose of Yichud was on the first floor, and there was a picture window which opened out over a sidewalk. The curtains were in the room and the curtains were sheer. So during daytime, you couldn't really see in, but at nighttime, there was light in the room. People outside could see because it was dark outside and light inside, and the curtains were translucent, fairly translucent. People could see inside. So the Adam came and said to Rabbi Enimer, the room is not Yichud or Rabiyah. And this was the first marriage, and Rabbi Enimer said, okay, what's the problem? And they said, but yeah, but it's not yichud or labiyah. You know, they don't have full privacy there. And Rabbi Enimer said, not a problem. And they looked at me to, I should explain to the rabbi like what the problem is. And he looked at me and I looked at him. We said, well, so I said to the Edom, go be your, do your Edus. And afterwards we'll come back. I'll show you the Mishnah Berurah, where the Mishnah Berurah passed, and that's not a problem. So this chumrah of locking the door and etc. is a beautiful chumrah. It's a sheet of the Rambam. We do not pasca like the Rambam. It's a chumrah of the briskers, which people have to be aware. It's a chumrah. It's not meikar adin. And the other half of the story is not checking for a second door. I mentioned before we had a situation where they did not. They gave me a room and had two doors. So they. So I said it's invalid. So why don't you put a pair of eidim by each door? So that's an halacha known as chatzieh. Each pair of eidim is only testifying a partial. They have no full knowledge because without the combination of the two sets of eidim, we have no knowledge they were together. They were together. That's not halacha as chatzieh, which is invalid. So there's no way to do that. So they told me the door is not open. I checked the door. I was able to force the door open. So that's really what the eidim are looking for, and that's I'm sharing that because I've been frustrated about this multiple times. So I asked the eidim what. When I'm being the Sadr Kedushin, what are you looking for? And they say, we're looking to see if there's nobody else in the room, which is incorrect. Have a good day.